electrified green lizard is delicious. Cheers.
It won't even clink because it's so full. Hi, everyone.
Hey, guys. Welcome.
Welcome to our world. Mm-hmm. Cocktails and conspiracies. I'm McDub.
And I'm Tessie.
So today, we have a crazy, it looks like it's a reactive drink in front of us.
Yeah, it looks like we put this together in the chemistry lab.
It
does look like nuclear sludge.
Hey, Alex Mack again. Hey, we're here again. You made it back to another episode.
Our inspo.
If you all listen to our the Nexium episode, you'll get that little jokey joke.
We just went on an Alex Mack tangent.
And we couldn't get off of it. So this drink is called an Electric Lizard. And the reason we have this drink today is because we are doing one of the OGs, the big boys.
We're doing it.
Reptilian Elite, a.k.a.
The Lizard People.
Lizard People.
Lizard Peeps.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. I'm glad we're doing this one finally.
This is a doozy of a conspiracy theory because it kind of wraps into a lot of the ones that we've covered already.
Yeah.
So if you've listened along and grown up with us on this podcast, then you'll at least have some,
get
foundation.
Ready. Yeah, for sure. If you haven't, go back and listen.
Go back. Okay.
Okay.
Get on board. Do it. Okay. So do we have any housekeeping or are we good?
Thank you for all the emails and suggestions. We're loving all of the suggestions. They're so fun. We have so much to do.
It's awesome. Well, no, and the fact that you guys take time out of your day to write us a little note, it's so encouraging. And
yeah, we get so excited. Yeah. So
Tess and I are very high strung A type people that have really hard jobs. And so, you know, we have bad days and just reading some of the sweet little notes and then, or really interesting emails with your cool suggestions, just really makes our days.
It really does.
So what we're talking about today. So the reptilian elite theory is that in ancient times, a group of advanced reptiles came to Earth and infiltrated the governments of ancient civilizations in order to control all humans and enslave them and become their rulers and to breed with other humans to form crossbreeds so their DNA can infiltrate the minds of humans. So the basic theory is that there are today descendants from these ancient reptilian people still on Earth that are secretly controlling people, governments, etc. for world domination.
Yes.
That's it. That's the theory.
So Queen Elizabeth is a lizard.
Yes. And there's a whole slew of them that I'll get to.
I feel like anytime someone hears reptilian elite, it's automatically
goes to the royals over there. Yep. Yeah, and I have a reason why people think that too.
They look like lizards.
So the background of this is that, like I said, in ancient times, there was a group of advanced reptiles from the Alpha Draconis star system that came to Earth and infiltrated leaders and governments of ancient civilizations. They did that in order to control all humans, enslave them, become their rulers, breed with other humans to form crossbreeds, also that their DNA, the reptilian elite DNA, can infiltrate the minds of humans. With the DNA inside our systems, they can then control us by making us dumber, slower, weaker, therefore easier to control.
And right now they're doing it through the media, through Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, which I watch.
And Bravo, which I'm obsessed with.
I know. Love absolutely it. Every single one. It's so good. Okay. So these reptilian elite. So where do they come from? So aside from people's paranoia Lizard yeah. people are thought to primarily come from the constellation Draco, what I said earlier.
What's a constellation? Is that another...
That's like...
Like the Milky Way?
No, that's a galaxy. A constellation is like a grouping of stars. Like, okay. You know, like Pisces, that's a constellation. Or like the Big Dipper.
Okay, so I'm way off.
Yeah,
a little bit. Okay.
So. It's okay.
I'll take that out. So embarrassed. Don't know anything. Space is just so big.
Space is hard.
It's really hard.
My brain breaks when I think about space. And it has since I was a kid. No, if I just think about how big it is, like, we can't fathom it.
Wait, was I with you when we found the word for the biggest number?
Maybe.
Okay, let me find it really fast.
Is it like a gaga gaga gazillion?
I think it's a gaga something.
Is it a gaga?
Let's see. It's a Googleplex.
Oh, yeah. It was with me.
Crazy. Okay, so it... The largest number that is a commonly known specific name is called a Googleplex, which is a one followed by a Google zeros.
Which
a Google is a one followed by 100 zeros.
That's a lot.
Wow. Wait, one followed by
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. 7, 8, 9, 100.
And that's one Google.
Eek. Can't do math.
And then,
thanks, Babylonians, for the zero. Or no, was it the Phoenicians? I don't know.
Phoenicians clue. Had
the alphabet. That's right. God, this lizard drink I know. Is... We're already retarded right now.
Googleplex. Googleplexian. That's so crazy.
I think all I'm going to remember is Gaga Google.
Gaga Google. I'll take it.
Okay, so... Wow. So, okay.
So space. Yeah, space. It's crazy.
Space sucks. Because I can't think about it.
Too much.
It's too big. Okay, so, but there are some theories that they came from other systems, like Sirius and Orion, too. Basically, they're aliens.
Oh, Orion.
Yeah. Like Orion's belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Draco is a constellation that's allegedly shaped like a dragon, or if you go with its Latin name, Draconim, it means huge serpent.
It reminds me of that little shithead on Harry Potter. Malfoy?
Yes. Draco Malfoy.
Such an asshole.
Such an asshole. Although every single time I do like a what house would you belong in Hogwarts quiz, I always get Slytherin.
You
or Ravenclaw. Ravenclaw or
Ew,
Slytherin.
Ew, those are the worst ones.
Hufflepuff is the most boring.
I always get Gryffindor. yeah.
Okay, so reptoids from Draco are thought to be very tall and have retractable wings.
Ooh.
It's been thought that lizard people have been visiting Earth since ancient times and breeding with humans, which results in more lizard people and more humans with the potential to be lizard people.
Yeah.
It's exponential lizards.
Maybe it's the dinosaurs. They were very lizard-like.
They speculate that
and then they're probably like, you know what? We need someone like a little more advanced.
Right.
And so they wiped away, they were done with that, and humans.
Oh, I saw yesterday an article that came out that they've updated what a T-Rex actually looked and sounded like. And they're thought to have more feathers, like on their when they're born, they're really kind of cute. Like they're covered in feathers, and then as they grow up, like it scales, but it also has like feathers on its head and the end of its tail. And they think they didn't roar. They sounded more like birds and like crocodiles, like with a lot more chirping and stuff. I'll send you that article. It's cool.
Cool. That's really cool. Uh-huh. Oh, dinosaurs.
Yeah. Okay, so I gave you a little bit of background, like where they come from. So where do they live? The more unique and stable the ecosystem and the more remote it is, the greater the chance there is for finding new species of animals. That's just scientific fact.
Yeah.
Like, there's a stat that says, like, here, I have it right here, that approximately 21,500 birds, reptiles, and mammals have been discovered and classified by scientists. There are approximately 837 more that are suspected to be alive on Earth, but that have had absolutely no contact with humans.
Weird.
So, and in these remote areas that, you know, humans don't really get to, of course, like, you know, we don't know what
is that there. Counting like every species, like
of birds, reptiles, and mammals.
Cool.
Yeah. But no bugs. They didn't talk about the bugs.
Yeah, fuck bugs.
So eyewitness encounters also take place along the fringes of society, where tree lines meet rural communities and where they are densely thicketed habitats such as swamps and isolated lakes. They're also suspected of living in geographically remote areas where gravity anomaly maps, inverse topographical maps. So that's like, you know, a topographical map where it shows like where the valleys
peaks and valleys and mountains and all that shit.
Where those anomaly maps indicate the presence of empty underground space. There appears to be a higher than normal percentage of reptoid sightings in places containing ancient volcanic tufa, which is soft volcanic ash beds, limestone, karst, and sandstone, which is like in Missouri, Arkansas, Arizona, California. So that's what they want. This is the background of the theory. Where do they live? Where do they come from? So how did we get to know about it? Like, what's the origin here? So the first appearance, it actually has like literary origins, which so did the hollow moon theory. It appeared in Lovecraft's shit. Thanks, lizard. I wonder if they drink this.
Probably.
Underneath the volcanoes.
Yeah. They all have happy hour and drink these green drinks and have so much fun.
So much fun. So the first appearance of serpent men in literature was in The Shadow Kingdom, published in Weird Tales in August 1929. The story drew on ideas of lost worlds of Atlantis and Lemuria, and then with a reference to dragon men who once had a mighty civilization. They were described back then. This guy's last name is Howard. I don't have his first name. Howard's serpent men were described as humanoids with human bodies, but with snake heads, able to imitate real humans at will, who lived in hiding in underground passages, using shape-changing and mind control to infiltrate humanity. In the 1940s, Maurice Doriel, also known as Claude Doggins, which does not correlate to me.
Maurice and Claude? His nickname was Claude?
His name is Maurice Doriel, and he's also known as Claude Doggins. So, sure.
Huh. Okay.
Well,
all right.
I
don't even have a comparison.
No. Mm-mm. Wow, this drink is making me dumb right now.
It's on purpose. It's because it's a reptilian
elite. It's mind controlling, making me weak and dumb.
Probably.
So he wrote a pamphlet entitled Mysteries of the Gobi that does describe a serpent race with bodies like men but heads like a great snake and the inability to take true human form. However, it really picked up speed in 1998 with our favorite guy, David Icke.
David Icke. Looks take like away, David Tassie. Icky.
I know. I always say that in my head.
David Icky Icke. And we've talked about him before.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. About, a few times, probably, because he loves conspiracy theories. He's an actual, like, professional conspiracy theorist.
Exactly.
Which I didn't know was, like, a
thing,
a job.
Well, my coworker the other day literally sent, he's obsessed with Kanye, and he's like, if this doesn't work out, this is what I could be. And he screenshotted this guy getting interviewed on the news, and it said Kanye expert under his name. So this guy's job is being a Kanye expert.
Wow.
That got interviewed on a news
what
like
the
segment.
Fuck? Which
so you can be
segment?
Whatever you want to be in America.
You really can.
Yeah.
Anyway, so David Icke was just a little silly guy. He grew up in Leicester, England, somewhere in England. And before he was a pro conspiracy theorist, he did play football.
Yeah. Football.
Football. He eventually actually became a sports broadcaster because he started developing rheumatoid arthritis in his knees.
Eek.
So he couldn't continue with his football career, so he became a broadcaster. I think that's pretty common. In the late 80s, David Icke began exploring alternative medicine to treat his arthritis. So he probably started getting a little loopy, a little out there.
Just doing whatever he can.
And at that time, he developed a really big interest in the Green Party.
What's that?
Do they drink know. This It's like the too? Independent Party, isn't it?
Mm. I don't know.
It's green. Then he got kind of weird. Okay. So he got fired from BBC over controversy surrounding his taxes. Then he got in
taxes.
Those taxes will get you.
Taxes.
Yep.
Only guarantees
in pay
life, man.
Your taxes. Okay. So then he gets into politics and becomes a leading figure for the Green Party. And then this is when Icke said he, quote unquote, changed. Mm-hmm. And he started to feel a presence around him. And this presence started to communicate with him about
telepathically.
So much shit. Oh, yeah, for sure. So then this led Icke down the spiritual path, which also sparked a curiosity surrounding some serious conspiracy theories. So after being guided to Peru by this message in his head.
Where one goes.
Yeah, I don't
know. I think Peru's, like, mysterious.
Do you?
Have you looked at, like, images of what the country looks like? It's gorgeous.
Oh, no.
But it looks very mysterious.
Yeah, I'd be scared to go by myself. Or with anyone.
I'm not
or
going
just to
anywhere.
Go. Yeah. I'm not going. I'm scared to leave.
I'm scared of everything.
So, yeah. So this, like, voice in his head, which to me it kind of sounds like he might be having a mental breakdown. But I don't know. Maybe it's a real voice. I don't know. So he goes to Peru, and then he undergoes a massive spiritual awakening, and he returns to England, and he quits politics. So then he makes this infamous appearance, and this is what really gets him going.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing, like, the thumbnails from this.
Yeah, in the early 90s, in 1991, he's on a national television talk show, and he announces to the world that he is being channeled information which warned him of an impending devastation by natural disasters. The ridicule which proceeded after the interview was said by Icke to be a nightmare for him and his family. Well, so basically he goes on this interview and is saying that, you know, he's telling everyone what he's going through when everyone is just fucking making fun of him. They're like, what an idiot. So he was never taken seriously.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, you know, if anyone has, like, really strong inclinations or passions and they're saying things that are really, like, if they were true, very detrimental to, like, the world. If you don't got anything to back that shit up, man, like.
Well, if, and that, yeah, that's out there.
And it can't just come from your head.
Right. Right.
You know, like, what would you, what did he expect?
I know. So, dude, you might be thinking, like, okay, so he thinks the, like, the royalty of the world and, like, everyone with power is a lizard. Okay, whatever. But actually, like, it goes a lot deeper, like his whole belief.
Yeah.
So he is like the poster human for the theory in 1998 after publishing his first book called The Biggest Secret.
Yeah. And this is where this reptilian elite lizard people theory gained a lot of steam after this book.
Yeah. This is what really, really got it a lot of attention. So he's lectured in over 25 countries and he has spoken for up to 10 hours at a time.
Oof.
Who can do that? That's a
somebody,
long
like,
time.
High on the voices in their head, for sure.
Yeah. I kind of want to hear, like, him. I just want to hear what he says, like, how crazy he is. Okay, so anyways.
I'll find a video for you while you're talking.
This is, like, the story. This is what he published. Okay. So Icke says the whole, quote-unquote, reptilians on Earth thing began with a mysterious group of aliens known as the Anunnaki. So if
guys
listen
back.
Yeah, if you listen to our Stargate episode, like, this is part of a different theory also. So they come to Earth in its earlier days and decided to mix things up a bit, and they hailed from planet Nibiru, also known in the reptilian theorist community as Planet X. So remember, this is like the whole beginning of the Stargate conspiracy as well. But their goal was they wanted to search for gold. On Earth, they found plenty of gold, but they needed slaves to mine it for them. Mm-hmm. So the Anunnaki took some of their DNA to create a lesser species to do their work. Humans.
Yep.
Okay. So then the Anunnaki chose to stay on Earth. They wanted to supervise and rule over the new humans. Ike and others cite evidence in the art and literature of the Sumerian culture to back up the story. So according to Ike, reptilians seek to tear down Western culture, participate in groups that promote having relations with children, wage conflicts for oil, and generally continue to make the world a wretched place in which to live. When they aren't doing those things, they are busy shape-shifting so that humanity will remain ignorant of their actual identity. Okay? Okay. Ike proposes that mankind has been manipulated to become unconscious through the use of programming by media and politics. They have control over our food, water, and air supply. They're dumbing down the masses by pharmaceutical drugs and alcohol, and the list goes on. But manipulation does not stop there. And then Ike starts exploring the never-ending depths of this rabbit hole. But that's essentially where this theory has come from. So he thinks the ruling class, the bankers, the royal family, the presidents and prime ministers, they've all created this illusion of being separate ruling bodies when in fact they've always been on the same team, okay? So there's a bloodline that has been strategically kept intact for ages. The Burkes, Peerage, and Barontage. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm probably not. It's a comprehensive aristocratic genealogy resource. It reveals that all 44 U.S. presidents have carried European royal bloodlines into office for over the course of history, our entire history.
Really?
And I've heard that before. I thought there were two exceptions.
That kind of makes sense because it's been a bunch of white guys.
Not Obama.
Yeah.
Yep, but other than that, they've been very white.
They've been, like, the whitest.
So white.
I think Bill Clinton was like the least white of the white. Yeah. Only because he plays a saxophone.
So smooth. I love it. So yeah, this guy's like so fucking crazy, but so passionate about this theory. And like, it's actually gained some traction. Like 12 million yes. Americans actually believe this, that reptilians... Yeah. Rule like, over us.
And I've read a lot, you know, since we've started this podcast, or, you know, I'm all about like behavioral science. I love psychology of all of this. And like, I've read a lot about, you know, why people believe in conspiracy theories. And there's stuff on cognitive dissonance and just like, it's like, you know, if people are in a place in their lives where they feel so out of control or bad things are happening and you know, or they feel like the world is going to shit, and it's hard for people to look inward and say like, okay, what can I do about this? And so like people who are apt to look to other sources for like, or causes of their, you know, misfortune are the people that typically believe a lot of this stuff.
Oh yeah.
Or I mean, I don't know. There's a whole, you know, study on why people believe certain things. And I found an article that was pretty good, but like, it's these crazy ones that I'm like, okay, people actually really, really, really believe in this.
Yeah. And they get pissed about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good story, but... I mean, it's a little out there,
but like, I couldn't imagine, like, what if you were like sitting here, like really scared of lizard people, what would you do?
I don't know.
Don't go to the underground passages. That's for sure.
Yeah. Be careful.
Don't go spelunking.
Cause we want
survival skills, guys.
Yeah. We want all of our listeners to be safe.
You know, put your keys in between your fingers when you're walking.
Duh. Like,
through a garage.
Yeah.
Don't talk to strangers. And,
never.
You know, here's some tips for avoiding lizards.
Yeah. So, be a bitch.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. RBF, resting bitch face.
We love it.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that, like, in his book, like, one of the kind of cool things that I read about it, apparently it contained interviews with, like, these two British guys who claimed members of the royal family, like, were the reptiles with crowns. So he has, like, two British people. So...
Well...
Okay, so should I talk about who are considered reptilian elite and how do we spot them?
Yeah.
So, David Icke says that world leaders like Queen Elizabeth, George Bush, the Clintons, and Bob Hope are all lizard people.
Yeah.
Okay, so So there's this guy named Philip Bump, one of the top lizard person journalists in the field. I mean, wow. You could be a Kanye expert or a top lizard person in journalism. So wow. Really can be anything you want in America.
Wow, that's his specialty. This guy knows everything.
He's got it down.
We should call him.
Philip.
Let's prank call.
Phil. Phil Bump. He made a handy guide that culled lizard person identifiers. Here's a list of lizard person tells.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Green eyes.
Okay.
Good eyesight or hearing.
All right.
X on both of those so far for me.
Me too. We're good.
Can't hear, can't see. Having red hair.
Legally blind.
Taylor. Can she see and hear?
She has great vision, green eyes, and red hair.
Okay. Can she hear well?
Probably, yeah. She's a lizard, for sure.
She has. Oh, well, this, I don't know how she feels about this one. A sense of not belonging to the human race.
Oh.
Unexplained scars on the body.
Oof.
Love of space and low blood pressure. Because, like, I think there's something about, of I course, this is pressure. Getting this is getting back to third grade science for me. So hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to school you. I think there's something about reptiles and like the way that they can control their body temperature. They have like blood pressure because they adjust their temperature based on like if they're like on a hot rock or something, they like pull themselves down or they have something weird like that.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising if they can shape shift into
their,
different
I think snakes species. Like can taste with their tongue, like that's why they go they're tasting or smelling and like doing something in
like
the air.
Everyone we taste with our tongues
smelling I'm sorry
yeah
smelling
with their tongues.
Okay
weird.
Also, so David Icke's forum, like there's some short surveys in these forums, point out physical features like having a smile where bottom teeth show. Oops, I always mess around with
you can just everything. Hear it.
Oh god. I'm tapping like
you're a tapper.
I yes.
That's okay. Yeah.
Pointing.
Yeah. Pointing's fine.
Having a smile where bottom teeth show, eyes that change size, or it's just a lazy eye, I swear.
Those two alone. Oh, my God.
You see some freak walking towards you, going like this.
With green eyes, red hair, low blood pressure, so they're breathing a little slow. So scary.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What a monster.
Okay, bottom teeth show eyes that change size or eyes with abnormally sized pupils.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. But there's also a theory that these physical attributes mean nothing.
Okay.
So, UFO cool, chick, thanks. An avid contributor to the boards. Look, you can tell we're getting a lot of really great sources for this.
Yeah.
Explain that
thanks,
what
UFO
makes
check.
Thanks. That makes explain that what makes lizard people is something that you can't see. It's about the soul inhabiting the body, not the physical body.
Fuck.
UFO chick reminds us all.
Thanks for the reminder.
Well, I mean, but it's true. Like if they can shapeshift, then you might not know.
For sure.
Okay. So
why
would you? Here's some peeps to watch out for. Donald Rumsfeld.
Duh. I could have
George,
told you that.
George W., Queen Elizabeth.
Obviously.
Bill Clinton. Important international pop star Madonna. That's literally
what a title.
Okay, wait. I am amazed at, like, the careers these people have, like, given them, like, selves. Like, they've really, you know, done well. Britney Spears. I don't believe it.
Mm-mm.
The People's Pope, Benedict, XVI, I don't know, what is that, 14th, Ratzinger of Rome,
God,
Angelina,
14th. Wow.
Jolie, Katy Perry, and then Hillary Clinton.
God, Katy Perry is tied to so many, for
Katy Perry,
for being
John
just a random
horrible dancer.
A random celebrity. Yeah, a random teeny beanie pop star.
What will get me every time is that video of her, like, remember she did that, like, song with Migos? Mm-mm. And there's this gif of her, like, dancing, like, as they're rapping to her song, and it's the worst thing I've ever seen. I can watch it a million times.
Oh, let's watch it.
It's so funny. I'll find it for you. Okay. Okay, so, what is the evidence for the theory? Why should we believe and follow these, be one of the 12 million followers of this?
There's not a lot of hard, concrete scientific evidence, but there are a lot of, like, eyewitness testimonies and, like, really interesting stories. So there are dozens of YouTube videos on reptilian shape-shifting. Scaly skin, round pupils changing to slits, snake-like flicking tongues, etc. So those can all be faked and photoshopped. But the best video...
Justin Bieber?
Nope.
Oh.
The best video I've seen was a heated debate between CNBC host Joe Kernan and a guest. As the discussion heats up, Kernan turns to his guest and hisses at him like a snake. And we're about to watch this video. There's no shape-shifting to be seen, but what's so strange about this scene is that it actually happened. And it's so weird because they're in an argument and he turns at him and hisses at him and then he's like, oh shit, and like fixes his tie. And it's like he looks really embarrassed. He knows like he slipped or something. It's crazy. Okay, so let's watch it. It's only a couple seconds.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
We just spilled a drink, you guys.
Sorry. It happens.
And it was a full one.
Oh. Okay. Okay. That cowhide needed some cleaning, that's for
it
sure.
It looks really clean now.
It's so clean.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to pay attention. This is the guy, the shapeshifter.
Okay.
Keep an eye on him. And we will post this video. I'm going to post it on Instagram, actually.
No, not right now.
Then why should they buy one more?
Why not?
Because we can't buy one in there. It's open up the market.
Very good for a quote, yes. Clary.
We have capitalism, and we embrace it.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is that?
So evil.
So weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh my
God. We'll put that up so you guys can see, like, it's really weird. But scientifically speaking, let's talk about it. So, Reptilius terrestrius. Have you heard of that?
I bet it's like extraterrestrial reptiles.
You are correct. How did you know that?
Ooh, sixth grade Latin.
Ooh, sixth grade.
I learned so much when I was young.
You did. You remember it all? You had good teachers. I don't remember anything. Really don't. Okay. So they're commonly known as reptilians. They're dinosaur descendants. They boast a wide variety of impressive physical attributes. So I guess they think that this is, like, where they came from. So the Reptilius terrestrius is not only physically superior to humans in terms of strength, but durability as well. Where birds sprout feathers and mammals sprout hair, Reptilius terrestrius sprouts densely packed scales. These scales are on their body. They're made from keratin. They do an excellent job of protecting the animal's vulnerable under tissue. So then their teeth, they have, like, built-in weaponry. Optical deception, and so this is like where the shape-shifting comes in, because the Reptilius terrestrius can apparently like shape-shift. He can change color and texture of their skin to closely
like
match the individual.
Chameleon.
Yeah, like a chameleon. Yeah. That was the word I was looking for. Yeah.
Third grade science.
Man.
Coming back.
They should teach this stuff in third grade.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need that algebra too, but... Jeez, get me up, no, get me up
why
on that
the
Latin
fuck
guys.
Did we have to take algebra too?
I saw something on the internet saying, like, somebody, you should get rid of algebra 2 and, like, teach finance fundamentals. Like,
oh my God, that's
how
a
to
great
apply
idea.
For a loan, how to do your taxes, like how to budget, like when you're in high school. And I totally agree. I'm retarded. I don't even know how to apply for a loan right now. I have never done that. But like just basic finance fundamentals in high school, wouldn't that have been great?
That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why our generation's set back to that.
So we talked about, you know, one, like, people that believe it say, like, oh, there's DNA, like, in humans that's, like, reptilian DNA. So although there's no real scientific evidence or much evidence at all for this theory, because, like, think about, like, even, like, with aliens and UFOs, at least there's pictures. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And people have, like, physical, like, you know, evidence on their bodies that they think, yeah. You know, like there's
and if people are acting sketchy or weird, that doesn't mean exactly, like, it's definitely that they're a reptile.
So,
yeah, maybe they're having a stroke, like that lady on the news.
She might have been having a stroke.
Yeah.
But, like you said earlier, there's an incredible amount of people who actually believe it. So, one of the things that people, you know, they go back to, you know, that believe it, say, oh, you know, there's DNA inside, their DNA is inside our systems, they control us, you know, blah, blah, blah. So evidence for this reptilian DNA in us comes from the fact that in early stages, developing embryos look a lot like reptiles. And then they also say, like, the oldest parts of our brain, which control the most primal functions and instinct, is called the reptilian brain. Because it's made of the structures that reptilian brain consists of, which are the brainstem and cerebellum. However, and you know, that's what a lot of these people that believe it, like, that's, they're like, well, look, it's in our DNA. Like, look at our embryos.
But
they look like us.
Isn't that, like, almost a medical, like, nickname term? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. For sure. So this could just be the result of the fact that we originally, like, evolved from reptiles, as they were the first animals that existed on Earth. So naturally, we could have parts of their bodies, of our body, that are similar to theirs. I mean, it's not like we're carrying, like, you know, I'm not like a snake.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you are.
Yeah.
I just think it's so weird. Like, we don't know anything. We know what we've been taught. And who knows if what we've been taught.
But it's like, there's no, like I said, there's no scientific evidence for this. Another thing that people say, you know, about the ancient, like, Anunnaki coming down. And, like, you know, they say that, that, like, many religions and ancient civilizations depict some sort of reptilian god or goddess, which, you know, they use that to support David Icke's theory that reptilian beings once ruled in the open. And they were the ones that created, like, the pyramids of Egypt and all this kind of stuff, right?
But that links back to the aliens created the pyramids,
for sure.
And dinosaurs helped.
Yeah, for sure. Although, like, that may make sense. However, it's easily debunked because ancient civilizations also had gods that took form of other animals aside from reptiles, such as the ancient Egyptian god Anubis, who's depicted as a man with a jackal head, not a snake head.
What's a jackal?
Whenever I hear the word jackal, it, like, makes me think of a hyena. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? It's like kind of like a wolf-like.
Why don't they have cuter heads?
Mm-hmm.
Get like a teddy bear head or something. Be sweet.
Yeah, so, and then another piece of evidence that the, like, people who believe it, there's, like, this video of Justin Bieber that was, it's kind of old. It's a video of him where his eyes seem to shift and turn reptile-like. Believers of this conspiracy explain that this is because it's hard for these reptiles to keep their true selves hidden through the camera. But if this was the case and the influence of the reptilian elite was so pervasive, then we could see many more instances of celebrities shape-shifting on camera. That could have just been a glitch of the camera or a malfunction. Like, that's why, like, I really don't believe anything that I see on camera or a picture, because especially nowadays, like, you can make anything
look
like
anything.
So it's like,
thanks, Facetune.
Thanks. You may have really white teeth.
Yeah. Teeth are so white. My skin's so smooth.
Oh my god, I don't even have to brush or like do a skincare routine. So anyways, like those are like the three, but like, you know, just three of like the supporting, like, oh well, ancient civilizations said this, and like, look, they have all these reptiles as their gods. Well, they had a lot of other ones. You know, we have DNA in our brains. Like, not really. You know, we see Justin Bieber on camera. Well, it's really hard to believe that kind of evidence. And like I said, like, the UFO shit, I believe way more than this. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what I found. So, final thoughts.
So, my final thoughts are, if this was an actual real thing, and if the reptilian elite was really so elite, then they would have fucking killed David Icke a long time ago. And they would have gone back in time to prevent anyone from ever even thinking this.
So this
right?
is, yeah. And so this is my whole thing, like...
Well, but then other people say, well, no, that's part of the conspiracy. So David Icke is part of the reptilian elite, and that's why he's like...
Making it sound so
bringing
crazy.
It out there, making it sound so crazy, and, yeah. like, almost, like, comical because it's so out there and so ridiculous, I don't know. This is like a real conspiracy theory.
Like, yes, like 10 hat conspiracy theory.
Put your 10 hats on.
Yeah. Well, no, like my
rewind
thing,
and put your 10 hats on.
Exactly. That movie freaked me out when I was little, though.
Which one?
Sightings or whatever. Or
I never saw it.
With Mel Gibson. Like, oh. They have little tinfoil hats on because the aliens can.
Signs?
Or signs.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Freaked me out.
Is it good?
It was,
do I need to watch it?
I don't know. You might. No, so my whole thing with all of these, you know, with the Stargate thing, with, like, all these ancient gods and ancient aliens and shit, like, okay, so all this shit happened, like, millennia ago. Like, well, what are they waiting for? Yeah. Come on. Do what you do. Like, the world's just getting bigger. You know what I mean? Like. All these people that are, like, looking for signs, like, nothing has actually really happened. So, that's my whole thing. Like, that's why I don't believe, it, like, any of this shit.
Yeah. You this know? One's, I mean,
No. And
I think it's cool to talk about because it does loop so many different
it's just fun.
Conspiracy theories. And it is just fun, but, like, it's really, really out there. Yeah. And, like, to actually believe in it and to, like, scare the public, like, I can see that's not smart.
They're trolling.
Yeah, and I want to read
that. If you're one of the 12 million people and we've reached you,
yeah,
convince us.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I mean, besides stuff that you've read online, like, what do you, why else would you believe it?
Right.
Besides, I mean, you can do all the research
really
you can.
That freaky. That guy just, like, had a fucking stroke. Like, it looked really gross.
But, and his reaction afterwards.
He was probably just like, oh my god, I totally lost control. Like, I'm not doing, like, the news anchor thing. Like, you know, because news anchors are supposed to be completely neutral and...
Yeah, he literally hissed at that guy.
So weirdo. So anyways, guys.
Yeah, we don't know anything. Like, if you think about it.
So, okay, yeah. Guys. Well, hopefully y'all had fun. We did. And I really hope y'all make this drink and then drink, like, two of them and then listen to this.
Drink them first. Yeah. And
but
let
now
us
that you're hearing
thoughts.
This, like, rewind it and drink it and then do it
again.
And
drink it again. And then listen to it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. As always, you know, follow us on Instagram, cocktails_and_conspiracies. That's where we do a lot of our stuff. Email us. Like I said, we love
so exciting.
It really means a lot because we're always so surprised when people like this podcast.
I know. It's so fun. And it's so fun for us. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
If you guys don't
really,
mind.
We really appreciate it.
Rating us on iTunes. But yeah, this is great.
Yeah, so we love
you. Keep sending us your ideas. We love you. Wait, yeah. I messed up this time.
I know, because I got it right.
You did. It threw me off.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. Well, we love you.
God bless and trust no one.
Bye, everyone.